I want to get back to Pauline Oliveros briefly and play about the first 4 minutes of a piece called In Memoriam, Mr. Whitney. First, I'll read a statement from Oliveros concerning her work. As a musician, I am interested in the sensual nature of sound, its power of synchronization, coordination, release, and change. Hearing represents the primary sense organ. Hearing happens involuntarily. Listening is a voluntary process that, through training and experience, produces culture. All cultures develop through ways of listening. Deep listening is listening in every possible way to everything possible to hear, no matter what you are doing. Such intense listening includes the sounds of daily life, of nature, or to one's own thoughts, as well as musical sounds. Deep listening represents a heightened state of awareness and connects to all that there is. As a composer, I make my music through deep listening. At a keynote address for a public symposium on seeding collaboration, which was held at Cooper Union in New York in 1998, Oliveros had this to say. An important tool in support of my interest in listening was given to me by my mother in 1953 as a birthday gift, a tape recorder. Shortly after receiving the gift of my tape recorder in 1953, I placed the microphone in the window of my San Francisco apartment and recorded the sound environment. Little did I realize the extent of the impact this simple act would have on me. Although I thought that I was listening while recording, I was surprised to find sounds on the tape that I had not heard consciously. With this discovery, I gave myself a meditation. Listen to everything all the time and remind yourself when you are not listening. 45 years later, I am still doing this meditation as the core of a practice that I call deep listening. I began to rely on listening in order to make music rather than on reading and writing. I gradually released the need to control pitch and rhythm through conventional notation in favor of the freedom to sculpt sound in time. In performance, Oliveros uses an accordion which has been retuned to two different systems of her just intonation, in addition to electronics to alter the sound of the accordion and to explore the individual characteristics of each room. In Memoriam, Mr. Whitney is a piece for accordion and voices. It is for remembering those who have departed this existence. It was recorded in the chapel of Pumfret School in Connecticut. The performers move about the chapel while intoning and chanting the names of loved ones lost. The singing group, directed by Neely Bruce, is called American Voices.